HSBC officials listed Mexico in its lowest risk category for money laundering during a four-year period when Mexican drug cartels were funneling over $700 billion through the bank. U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch.
The investigation revealed that staggering amounts of cash, hundreds of thousands of U.S. dollars daily, were being deposited into HSBC Mexico using boxes specially made to fit through their tellers' windows to speed the transactions.
And it wasn't just the drug cartels that benefited from what prosecutors called the bank's willful failure to report suspicious activity. HSBC instructed an Iranian bank how to conceal $183 million in transactions. HSBC also admitted to cutting the number of internal watchdogs to save money. Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer.
HSBC is paying a heavy price for its conduct. And under the terms of today's agreement, if the bank fails to comply with this agreement in any way at all, we, of course, in the government reserve the right to prosecute the bank.
Under the terms of today's settlement, nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges. Notre Dame professor Jimmy Garulli investigated money laundering cases for the Treasury Department.
We're not talking about mere negligence. We're talking about a criminal scheme that was adopted as a policy of HSBC to look the other way with regard to suspicious transactions involving money laundering.
Some would say that the message is, if you break all the laws you can until you get caught, you may have to pay a lot of money, but you're not going to go to jail.
That's a very short-sighted view, I think, because in this case, they're obviously paying a great deal of money, but they also have had to literally turn their company inside out. And the message should be that that's what you have to do.